N4SZY, I'm on the turn.
ZY, N4ZLK, good morning.
Good morning there, how you doing?
I believe we spoke last week. I remember the call, I just don't remember the name. It's Shane here.
Shane, we did. The name's Rob. Good morning to you. I'm over here in Spartanburg. Just picked up breakfast and heading towards Lyman to go to work. How about you?
Spartanburg. I think you identified yesterday morning, too. I tried to come back to you, but it took me a couple minutes to get to the microphone. And I think you were gone by then. But anyway, good to hear you, Rob. Yeah, I'm headed into work as well. Just left the house.
I flip back and forth between this one and the Spartanburg repeater. And usually on the Spartanburg repeater, there's, you know, a few guys on there in the mornings. It's been dead the last week or so. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, it's good to have somebody to talk to over on your end of town, I guess.
Phases like that too. What's the frequency?
I mean, I lost you there. You kind of dropped out for a second.
Asking what the repeater is.
No.
Repeater. I think I've got one or two programmed in, at least in the house radio, but I'm not sure about this one.
I've got it programmed into my radio. I can't call the frequency off the top of my head though. I want to say it's 146. I'm not 100%.
I look it up. I could probably hit them, I guess. I'm down here, up here, I guess, northwest of Greenville, up near Cleveland. Coming in Pumpkin Town right now, which is out near Table Rock.
This little rig that I run is just a cheap $100 Retivus, and I've got a $20 a little Trim UHF VHF antenna on a NMO mount, and I'm kind of surprised I'm able to hit Greenville with it, but it makes the trip, I guess.
Great job. Very strong signal into the repeater because it's retransmitting very well. There's no breaking up or anything. How much power are you running, do you know?
It's rated for, it's supposed to be 25 watts, but it really only pushes like 22, I think.
It's on low power, which is supposed to be 5 watts. I've never checked it out. It's what I normally keep it on, but of course, close to home, I'm not far from the repeater. Got a pretty good line of sight to it. Most of Greenville has a pretty good line of sight to this repeater.
I'm at home, I'm pretty close to the Spartanburg repeater, so when I'm around the house, I've got one of those little cheap Balfane, just little, you know, $30 handheld, and I can hit the Spartanburg repeater with that one just fine, but I can't hit Greenville with it.
I don't know where that repeater in Spartanburg is, where they've got it located. Is it downtown somewhere on a building, or is it somewhere else?
I really don't know. I believe it's downtown, but I don't know for sure.
There's a few repeaters up there in the Spartanburg area, VHF and UHF. I just don't spend a lot of time up there. And this repeater, when I do go up there, this repeater still works. So I don't venture to the Spartanburg repeater very often. I used to go up there 4 nights a week with work to drop a couple trailers. But I would always just hang out on this one anyway. So I've been hanging on this repeater for, goodness, close to 30 years, maybe about 30 years now.
That's a long time. Yeah, I got my technician ticket about a year and a half ago, I think, and then just a few months ago I went upgraded and got my general ticket. But I don't know if I'll go for extra or not, but anyway, yeah, I haven't been doing it near as long as you have, obviously.
What I like about this hobby is it can be a lifelong hobby, and you don't have to stay in shape to use it. You don't have to, like a sports hobby or something, you've got to be in pretty good shape and keep acting, keep doing it. This one's got all kinds of things you can do in it, and you can do it. Well, we got a guy that checks into the net over here sometimes. He's 100 years old. He's been a ham for 75 years, so it's something you can do as long as you want to, as long as you're capable.
My wife makes fun of me. I'm 41 years old, and you know, anytime I go to the club over there, she'll ask me, "What's the demographic of the people in there?" And I'm like, "No comment."
I've had the same thing, and especially when cell phones came out. Why do you want to talk on the radio? All you got to do is make a phone call or text, and I'm like, it's not the same. It's not the same. Right? There's just something about the magic of radio.
Sits there, and she says, she's like, well, you know, I'll tell her, well, I made a contact with somebody and so-and-so, and she's like, yeah, I can do that with my cell phone, and I'm like, yeah, but I did it with a $30 radio, and mine still worked when Helene blew through here and yours didn't.
You're right. I really couldn't convince my family when they were younger, and I wasn't really active in the house, but I had a 2-meter rig in my personal vehicle going back and forth to work, and you know, worked long hours, so they knew I had it, knew I did it, but didn't really have a lot of experience with it. But got a son-in-law now that has his license and a station set up at home, and my youngest son has his license now and has a rig in his work truck and at home. And my new son-in-law from April, he's expressed interest, and I'd like to get him involved, and he'd like to as well, but they live down in Gray Court area. And yes, when Helene came through, I was communicating with my other son-in-law only by radio, and some of the kids were over there staying with them, so it was nice to be able to keep in touch with them even with no cell service.
I mean, you know, luckily stuff like that doesn't happen but every so often, but you know, when it does, it's good to be prepared. More young people get into the hobby, because honestly, it's you know, you go to these clubs and stuff, it's a lot of older guys, and you know, but I have read that the number of licenses that are being issued has, you know, seen a big uptick in the last few years, so that's a good thing.
Yes, and a lot of people will get their license and they either never use it, or it'll stay dormant for a while, and then several years later, they're like, you know, I want to get back into that again, or I want to actually do something with it. So, and there's so much more to do with it now. The people that like computers, they can do the computer side of it, all the digital stuff. But it's fun. I've made a lot of good friends over the years and listened to a lot of conversations and learned a lot of things from some of the older guys that, you know, I never knew. I've heard a lot of good stories. And then I always have the option of hitting the power button or changing frequency if I need to. So there is that. But I've enjoyed it. It's been a good hobby. N4, is that okay?
4SZY. Yeah, my grandfather actually gave me his old, it's an old ICOM HF rig. I haven't had a chance to sit down and play with it yet, maybe this weekend. But, I know nothing about HF at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, other than condition. It's more conditional and different size antennas, things like that. It's not something you can just slap a little mag mount antenna and start transmitting, obviously. But it's a lot of fun, and I have two wire antennas that I use. One of them I built myself, an InFed, and that was a fun experience, learning about how to put something like that together. And of course, I followed directions, but it helped bring some of that theory and all that, you know, the radio theory and antenna theory kind of brought it home a little bit. But there are so many different ways of using antennas or making antennas. People use gutters and wires and verticals and all kinds of things. As long as you can tune it to the frequency you want, there's a lot of different ways of transmitting. You can receive on just about anything, metal. And just a big piece of long wire, you can receive just like you do in your car. You know, you can receive all the stations, all the frequencies, but it's a little bit different when you go to transmit.
I got one of those SolarCon A99. I was using it, you know, as a base station for a CB rig. I'm pretty sure you can tune that to 10 meters as well, but I haven't done a whole lot of research on that yet.
Well, especially if you were using it on CB band, the 11 meter band, because that's really close to 10 meters. Just some probably a small adjustment on the antenna, but you could receive, you could hook it up to your HF and receive all the frequencies. You could listen all around as long as you don't transmit. It'll still pick up signals even all the way down the 80 meter, 160 meter band.
Thanks for the info. Yeah, maybe this weekend I'll get it hooked up and just scan around a little bit and see if I can pick up anything.
This 2 and 4, is that okay? But the lower the band, the lower the frequency, like 40 and 80, they're lower frequencies. They're better at night. 40 is pretty good in the morning, sometimes daytime. So if you go down that low during the daytime, you're not going to probably hear anything. 20 and up is really good in the daytime. 20 is usually the most active. So, but we've also had a lot of solar storms going on the last several weeks. So conditions have been poor a lot. You may find some activity, or you may get on there and hear nothing. Just don't get discouraged by it.
Well, keep that in mind. I learned a little bit about that, you know, studying for my general exam, but obviously I haven't done, you know, I'm more of a learn by doing than learn by studying, so my knowledge on that is very limited at this point.
There, and that's what's fun about the hobby, is learning new things, so I think you'll enjoy it, and again, it's not something you have to do everything at once, and you can take it a little bit at a time, and there's a lot of good articles on the internet to read about stuff. There's a lot of good YouTube videos. Pretty much anything you want to, any question you might have on ham radio, you can find somebody answering it on YouTube. So that's always fun too. And of course you can filter through the videos, because some of them are not worth watching, but most of them are, you can learn something from.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. But it definitely makes it a lot easier than, you know, going to the library or whatever and having to check out books. So, yeah, information is unlimited. So that, yeah, good thing.
I know your grandfather's a ham, and probably back during when he first got into it, when my father-in-law first got into it, there were a lot more Elmers around, people that would take somebody under their wing and get them going. And that's what my father-in-law did for me. I spent a lot of time sitting at his desk with him explaining stuff and showing me how to solder and explaining why this worked and how this worked. And so that was a big help. I know it still goes on, but, I mean, I've never really, other than my kids, I've never done it for anybody because I'm too busy. So that is kind of why you see most of the people that are really active are elderly or older, maybe not elderly, but, you know, they got a little more time on their hands generally.
That's the same problem I run into is time. I've got 3 young kids, and, you know, that monopolizes most of your time. And I've got a mother-in-law who's widowed, so, you know, she's got a tree down over there on her driveway now I've got to, you know, make time to go deal with. And so there's always something something going on to take time away from you.
And my apologies to all you not-so-utterly people out there listening to me. I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I do give some of them a hard time about how old they are. But anyway, ham radio is a hobby. It's not supposed to be your life. As long as you keep that in perspective, there's always more important things to do. But it's a fun hobby. And like times like this, riding into work, sure beats listening to commercial radio most of the time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm a people person anyway. I like to talk. I can run my mouth a long time, so it's a good hobby for me. But Shane, I'm pulling into work here, so I'm gonna have to jump off of here. But I hope I catch you again sometime soon.
Nice to hear you again this morning, and enjoy the chat. Hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you again. KQ4SZY, I think that's correct. N4ZLK, 73.
Got it correct. N4, so yours is N4, I've done forgotten yours now. N4ZED, I think. This is KQ4SZY, and I'm clear. 73, see you.
Yes, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. 73, Rob. Have a good day.
4ZLK, KF4NXY.
4NXY and 4ZLK. Good morning, David. Hope you're well this morning.
Hey, Shank. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Done had my coffee, got out here in the shop, and I heard you talking to somebody as I was headed out the back door and thought I'd see if you're still around.
Sure. Just heading on into work. How are you feeling, Dave? So you had a back surgery recently, and I thought I heard you say that yesterday morning maybe you were looking at another surgery, or maybe it's the same thing.
Back surgery about a year ago, and 10th of July, and hoping it'll straighten things out somewhat.
I've spoken to you in the past year, so I apologize for not remembering. It's already been a year on the back surgery almost, and something happened to your signal, completely dropped out when you were saying something about the 10th of July.
Got a procedure coming up the 10th of July. I'm on an old 202 handy talkie, and I might not have had the PTT pressed good enough.
10th of July. Is that the Radio Shack 202?
Pretty much is. I don't know if there's too many people still got these. I think I dropped it a little bit just then, the signal. Anyway, I don't think there's too many people still using these. Had a friend of mine work on the connection on the end of it. Wasn't doing real well, but I'm in my shop, and I've got a mobile antenna on top of the gazebo, so how's it doing?
And you only dropped out that one time, that first time, and it did sound like you probably released the PTT button, but I'll tell you what, those little Radio Shack radios were really good. I never had I don't think I had the 202. I had one that it was called a Mini, and I can't remember the number. It basically fit in the palm of my hand. I still got it, and it still works. I just, the antenna broke on it, and I've never replaced it. And I just put a couple AA batteries in there and run it on low power. I think it was like 2 milliwatts. I think high power was 2 watts maximum. But I use that a lot. It's a really good little radio. I think I've had that more than 25 years. Anyway, that great little radio.
Yeah, I think it might have been a 242 mobile. I think I dropped it again. I think I had a 242 mobile, and it worked really well, and I, you know, traded it off or sold it to somebody.
Okay. Yeah, I was delivering to a Radio Shack over there off Whitehorse Road when it was back when there was one in that little shopping center at Blue Ridge and Whitehorse, and that was when they were going out of business or talking about going out of business, and they had a 10-meter mobile, and that little handheld, that little mini, and I got both of them for a really good deal. In fact, that 10 meter is still sitting in my closet in the box. I had it in my another vehicle for a long time and made some good contacts. Like, would take trips and I would have it in there, and that was a lot of fun to listen to.
I hold of one of those myself, and unfortunately it wasn't in that good of a shape. I got it, second or third hand, but they made some good stuff, and it's a shame that they're no longer around. That was pretty convenient to go, get a few parts or, anything you needed. It's electronic. They seem like they start focusing on, cell phones or something, and that might have been not a real good idea.
Electronics became a lot cheaper, too, and I think people would not, instead of just fixing stuff or having to fix stuff, they'd just go buy a new one, throw away whatever broke, and that kind of killed their business, too, I believe. And I think they started trying to compete with Best Buy and all those other stores that were selling TVs and game consoles and whatever they have in those stores. There's a couple others that I can't even remember the names because they've gone out of business as well. Circuit City, that's what I was thinking of. But it would be nice, like you said, to have a place where we can go get all kinds of little parts and pieces to do stuff yourself, but I don't think there's a big demand for it in everyday life. It's got to be specialized, like ham radio, if we can call that specialized.
I get, everything pretty much from DX Engineering or HRO, and, I talk to somebody on the phone if need be, but, just do most of it online.
That is true, too. You can find pretty much anything you need to. If you can't find it in a new store, you can probably find it on eBay.
Yeah. The only thing with eBay is I recently bought parts for my old truck, and I was talking to the mechanic about it, and he said, well, they're probably out of China, and they ain't going to last long. And so I sent the people a note, are these from China, made in China? And they said, yes. So, that was some money wasted.
Don't buy new stuff like that on eBay. It's if I'm looking for something specific. Like, I've got an old Yaesu 757, I think it's from the 80s radio, my HF radio, and I wanted to connect it to a battery, a backup battery that I've put in there to run my station, but I didn't want to, the power supply that comes with that 757, the wire is permanently attached to that power supply. So I ended up, I found the end, the plug-in for the 757. You can't buy them new anymore, but I found a used one in really good condition, and it worked fine, and I just made my own wire and attached it to the battery, so it works like a charm. That's what I like eBay for.
My first ham radio was a 757, and I eventually let the magic smoke out of it, and I gave it to a relative that, I don't know if he's got it up and going yet or not, but he's got to, he knows how to work on that kind of stuff.
I'll never do that. I don't open it up and mess with stuff. So far, everything works good. I thought one day that I had done some damage. It was when I was working on that wire, and I moved the equipment around, moved my desk around, and I've got all of my equipment's grounded. Each piece has a ground wire, and I crossed that ground wire somehow across the on the power supply. There's like an accessory positive and minus on power. Couple of screws that they're protected by little plastic tabs that keep them from being hit by anything, but somehow positive, and everything shut off, and I thought, oh man, I've killed the radio, but it turned back on just fine, and it's worked. I've tried it several times since then, so it works. But it did give me a little scare.
This one got keyed up on an antenna that wasn't meant for the frequency it was on, and that's what blowed the vinyls in it.
I'll do that too if you're running a lot of power and keep it keyed down for a while. So, anyway, David, I'm gonna let you go. I've enjoyed it this morning. I hope you're hope you have a good day. Sounds like you're doing some work in the shop there. And the radio's doing fine. It only cut out that one time, so it sounds good. We'll talk to you later. KF4NXY, N4.
Have a good day at work. Yeah, I'm out here checking on a little solar system that got hooked to a solar panel. See, make sure everything on it's doing what I want it to do. Kind of developed a little bit of a new hobby, something I can power the radios with if you know, go on field day or something. Anyway, have a good one. KF4NXY.